I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 28th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says it will cost about $20 million more to complete the new Quincy Police Station. Koch says rising construction costs are leading to the increase over the $120 million already approved for the project. Koch says he will ask the City Council to approve the additional funding soon. Authorities have released the names of the man and woman who were found dead along the MBTA Red Line tracks in Quincy Monday morning. The bodies of 20-year-old Clyer Granada of South Boston and 20-year-old Teneri Rodriguez of Lowell were spotted by a train operator just north of the Wollaston station. Investigators say it appears the victims came in contact with the electrified third rail. Foul play is not suspected. 53-year-old Raymond Reese of Quincy is charged with drunk driving after a car he was operating rolled over on Russell Street in North Quincy early today. Reese was extricated from the vehicle and was being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at Boston Medical Center. The Southwest Community Food Pantry in Quincy is moving to a larger location across the street soon. Quincy Community Action Program says the new food pantry on Copeland Street will also offer free housing, fuel assistance, and tax preparation services. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 28th.